Next up, April Park Camping Unit and Revenue Reports.
Good morning, Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling. Before I get started, I'd like to just have our CSB staff stand up if they would. I don't think they're listening to me, but that's nothing new. Can the CSP staff stand up? I just want to thank these guys. It's obviously not all of them. Are you guys going to stand up, or did I got to come back there and lift you up? Anyway, they just do a great job. This is a beautiful park, beautiful facility, but this stuff doesn't just happen by magic. It takes good staff, and you've met a lot of them today. Jason Gooder, you heard his presentation. Next to him is Lance Catron. Lance is in charge of all the campgrounds out here. Matt Snyder. Yep. I thought I saw Lydia, but she must have taken off. And then, okay. And then Anna Klingbill on the end. Anna actually is the campground manager for the Custer State Park. So, anyway, they just do a nice job, and I want to thank them. So. All right, well, let's get into our numbers. We had a great April. I think if you turn to item 20 in your book there, we'll kind of go through this pretty quick. I don't have a lot of comments about this, but it's all pretty positive. You know, April wasn't the kindest month to us for weather, so to be up 6% over last year, that's really good. These are actual camping units on the ground. You look at parks like Hartford Beach, Platte Creek, Farm Island, Rocky Point, Shade Hill. Most of that is fishing related. So good fishing taking off here right now, and that really helps those parks. Custer State Park, even though maybe you don't see the huge percentage, but 9% at Custer State Park is a big number. That's always a big number. So overall, we're up 6%. This is the time of year where you get a lot of those new camper and boat owners that just can't wait to get out, and we're excited to host them. So I think it's a good indicator of maybe hopefully how the rest of the season's going to go. So if you turn to the year-to-date April camping numbers, you see we're up 2% overall. That is our goal for this year. We want to hit 365,000 units. And we are on pace with that. So hopefully we continue that, and we just have good weather. Weather is a huge factor when it comes to our camping, especially in the shoulder seasons and that kind of stuff. So much like farming and the success on the farm, correct? So get into our revenue reports. Look at the month of April. A couple things I want to point out on here. Again, we had a really solid April over last year. There's a lot of numbers on here, but a couple things I want to point out is if you look at the numbers column, which represents the number of permits, and you add up the resident doubles and the non-resident doubles, we're up 10% over last year, which is awesome. This trend of people buying more doubles continues, and that's what we want. That's why we have that half price second. Another really interesting phenomenon. I spent Wednesday out on the Mickelson Trail with Matt back here, and looking at the southern end of the trail, some of our bridges and that stuff. But the sales on the Mickelson Trail passes just continue to be great. I mean, we had a 22% increase in our Mickelson Trail passes, so that's really awesome. Again, daily sales, just really great numbers there. 43% up for all those different permits that we offer there. 7% up for Custer State Park 7-day pass. So really, even though we didn't have maybe always the nicest weather in April, we had a lot of great use. So we're excited about that. Camping services, we're up 6%. So far, this is the time of year where we're taking a lot of reservations. So we hope that percentage continues to go up, actually. Overall, up 15% for the month. So very pleased with that. Turn over to the year-to-date page, the next page there in your book. Again, kind of the same story, just really solid sales in terms of permits and dollars. 14% with our annual license sales being up, and 42% with our daily licenses sales. Overall, we're up 19%, so really pleased with that. Camping, up 8% year to date, so we're feeling good about things. We've generated about a little over 600,000 additional dollars in revenue with some of those sales, so feeling very good about that. Last thing I wanted to comment, just some real brief comments on the last page with the graphs there in the charts, pie chart. Again, I'm just trying to give you a little feel for how our revenue comes in by the month and how it changes over the season. If you remember last month, our camping revenue was well into the 80 percentile, so you can start to see those permits are starting to creep in on that percentage. That'll get closer to 50-50 when it's all said and done. This as people come to our parks, they tend to buy more of those park licenses, and whether they be annuals or dailies. So and then down below you see how those license sales break out. And just a reminder, this is the first year of our non-resident license sales, so we're really interested to see how those numbers and percentages balance out over the season. So right now we're kind of on track with what we kind of had estimated, figuring somewhere around 20% of our overall license sales would be non-residents, and the other 80%, of course, residents. So with that, I would stand by for any questions.
Any questions? Comments? Seeing none, looks like good numbers.
Okay, thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Director.